The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom the Lord sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gifts of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. So we hear about the gifts of the Spirit. I'm sure for most of us, it's been a week or two since we were confirmed, maybe even longer. I don't know. It's been longer for me. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that we received at confirmation, I haven't thought about probably in a while. I thought about them just the other day when I was preparing this homily. What are those gifts? Well, one of them that we received that I never understood very well until somewhat recently is wonder and awe. When we look at the Lord and his creation, you know, most of us will look at, oh, those are beautiful flowers or a lovely tree or some other thing like that. Or there's a crack in the sidewalk and there's some nice little things growing in the crack. And you go, good job, God. But when we think of wonder and awe, let's make it a little bigger. Recently, we all experienced some wonder and awe in the eclipse of the sun. That was pretty awesome. Doesn't happen that often. I know some of you had the glasses. I didn't, but our neighbor brought them over and says, oh, look, isn't that great? And it was. Those things that happen on a solar system or larger level allows us to see the awesomeness of God. And occasionally, like with the eclipse, God comes by and goes, remember, actually God would be doing this to me, remember those things that are filled with wonder, filled with awesome, that I have performed. Like the eclipse. Or if you've ever seen a comet, truly an amazing thing. And it's not like an everyday, oh, the sun came up. Well, the sunrise this morning was pretty nice. Or we have some great sunsets here in South Pass. But it's not quite the same thing as when you see an eclipse. Or see a comet. It's just very, very different. So in today's reading, I at least am reminded of God's wonder and awe. And it is truly wonderful and very awesome.